The victory of faith. There is much to be learned by the children and youth in regard to early piety. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That faith must not be led to embrace superstitious, fictitious sentiments. Leave out such ideas from your teaching, and give the children and youth the same kind of instruction that Christ gave, lessons of faith in a plain thus saith the Lord. The work of conquering evil is to be done through faith. Those who go into the battlefield will find that they must put on the whole armor of God. The shield of faith will be their defense and will enable them to be more than conquerors. Nothing else will avail but this: faith in the Lord of hosts, and obedience to his orders. Vast armies furnished with every other facility will avail nothing in the last great conflict. Without faith, an angel host could not help. Living faith alone will make them invincible and enable them to stand in the evil day, steadfast, unmovable, holding the beginning of their confidence firm unto the end. Young men and women who do not give evidence that the truth has begun its sanctifying work upon their hearts will make a failure in attempting to teach any church school. None are to choose the easiest place and seek to understand only that which pleases of the Word of God, obeying those things which harmonize with their desires, and excusing themselves from accepting that which cuts across inclination and calls for self-denial and cross-bearing. Especially should teachers of the children and youth be learners of the way of obedience. True faith asks the Lord, "What wilt thou have me to do?" And when the way is marked out by the Master, faith is ready to do his will, at whatever hardship or sacrifice. Teachers, study the simplicity of the Scriptures, so that you may learn to make their truths plain to youthful minds. Your earnest desire for the present and eternal good of the children under your care should bring you often to your knees to seek counsel of him who is too wise to err, too good to leave you in the helplessness of your own wisdom. Bible instruction is to be made forcible by the holy life of the teacher. God-fearing teachers will practice every principle they seek to imprint on the minds of the children. Such teachers do not see their Heavenly Father except by the eye of faith, but they have learned of him. They read his love in the most trying dispensations. They do not judge their Creator by dispensations, they are partakers of his divine nature. They can trust him who withheld not his only begotten Son, knowing that with him he will give all things for their spiritual and eternal good. If the teacher has learned his lessons from Jesus Christ, and has learned for the purpose of bringing these lessons fully into his own life, he can teach successfully. Those who are daily learners of the great teacher will have a most precious treasure house from which to draw things new and old. To church school teachers I would say, know that you are controlled by the Holy Spirit. Reveal in your lives the transforming influence of the truth. Do your utmost to improve your own capabilities, that you may teach your students how to make improvement. As soon as your minds harmonize with the mind of God, you will be brought into touch with an intelligence that will communicate to you lessons that will be of invaluable help in your work of teaching. As you tell the children the story of the cross, your own souls will be lifted above gloom and despondency. In considering the Redeemer's infinite sacrifice, you will lose all desire for the things of this world.